So can you talk a little bit about what the difference is between a generic and a biosimilar?
A generic is really a carbon copy of the original reference product. So you take a chemical compound, you analyze the chemical structure, and you're able to just basically duplicate that molecule for molecule, and you have a generic. So it's identical to the reference product. A biosimilar is not that. A biosimilar, it is actually impossible to make a carbon copy of a biological agent. And the reason for that is these are very complex molecules. They're very large. Their structures are not even fully understood and defined. And therefore, given that it is impossible to make a carbon copy, if you will, of a biological agent, then it seems to be impossible that we can ever have a biosimilar, except that now we have a process to say it's biosimilar and it's not bioidentical. In other words, you can't have an identical product to the original. Now, why is that okay? That is okay because if you look at a reference biological agent, that agent too, as the manufacturing goes on month after month, week after week, from batch to batch, there is natural variability in that reference product itself. And we know that the batch manufactured today is not going to be identical to the batch manufactured tomorrow, yet there are no meaningful differences between today's batch and tomorrow's batch in clinical efficacy, toxicity, et cetera. It's the same agent, but it's slightly different, but similar enough not to matter. Now, having said that, that opens up the door then in that case to why not allow a manufacturer to make a biological agent that's also similar in that way, similar enough not to be different in any meaningful way. In any meaningful way, meaning it's not different in mostly its efficacy, of course, most importantly, but its overall structure, its toxicity, immunogenicity, et cetera. So this has really been, I think, the breakthrough here is that understanding the fact that even a reference biologic is not identical to itself over time, and therefore making a biosimilar that's equally similar, if you will, is okay.